Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
On the statewide ballot will be the California Attorney General. We have an incumbent by the name of Rob Bonta, who was appointed by Newsom, who seems to fall along the lines of Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon. These are the people that think they're changing the world with criminal justice reform, which is basically open up all the prisons, let the inmates out, and don't send anybody else to jail or prison.
In fact, here's some of the things Bonta has done in his political career. When he was in the assembly, he focused to modify the criminal justice system, rehabilitation over incarceration. He also co-wrote a law that ended cash bail in California. That was overturned by the voters. He also wrote a law that banned for-profit private prisons. And he's big on investigating officer-involved killings. He's a standard-issue woke progressive. That's why Newsom nominated him. And let's talk now with Nathan Hochman, who is running as a Republican candidate for attorney.
Former assistant U.S. attorney.
Nathan, how are you?
Great. Thank you very much for inviting me to the show.
All right. Bunt has only been in office a short time, probably less than 2 years. He was appointed by Newsom. What's he been doing wrong, or what philosophy does he have that is wrong, in your view?
So you are absolutely right that he shares the philosophy with L.A. D.A. George Gascon and San Francisco D.A. Chesa Boudin, and that's that violent and serious criminals should not be prosecuted on the front end for the full extent of their crimes, and then not be prosecuted on the back end in the sense of being let out before their sentences are complete. Bonta in particular, unlike some of the other DAs, came to that office, the chief law enforcement officer of California, with absolutely zero law enforcement experience. In fact, I jokingly say that he and my Labradoodle Lou have the same amount of law enforcement experience, which is absolutely zero. which is a shock. I mean, how could Governor Newsom have decided amongst the people he could have picked to pick someone who would have no experience in the courtroom, no experience trying to figure out who the true public safety threats are and who aren't? In comparison, for instance, to myself, I have 30 years of criminal justice experience. I was a federal prosecutor for 7 years, a U.S. assistant attorney general, and I was even a defense attorney, and have that balance between figuring out who the true public safety threats are and who are not.
Well, do you believe we need criminal justice reform, and what would your definition be?
So we absolutely need criminal justice reform. You know, 2014 was actually one of our safest years in California history, and we've gone completely down over the last 8 years. Proposition 47 and 57 are largely responsible for it, but as important are the prosecutors that we've brought on in the last 2 to 3 years, Gascon, Boudin, and others, who've decided not to enforce the law. They've gone ahead and issued blanket statements, basically saying, for instance, we won't go after anyone for a gun or a gang enhancement, even if guns and gang, you know, were used and they were part of a gang, which is why, in part, Sheriff Villanueva did not bring the murder of the off-duty LAPD officer to the state attorney, to the DA's office, which is its natural home, but brought that murder prosecution to the feds because Gascon's blanket policies would have had those murders out in as little as 10 to 15 years.
Does an attorney general have any say over these local district attorneys and their wacky policies?
Absolutely. The attorney general is a constitutional position. And under the California Constitution, it says that you are in charge of all 58 district attorneys in all the 58 counties across California. And if you believe that a particular district attorney is not doing his job, as I believe, for instance, that George Gascon is not doing his job, then you not only have the choice, but the obligation to bring the California Attorney General's office into Los Angeles and take over those prosecutions, which is what I assured Sheriff Villanueva I would do when he endorsed me in this race.
You would do that. If you become California Attorney General, you'll take some of the cases away from Gascon that you believe are being handled improperly.
Certainly, especially the most serious and egregious cases that exist in Los Angeles. I mean, the LAPD officer being murdered is a perfect example, where that case should have been brought in the state system, not the federal system, but not if you have Gascon with his blanket policies saying, we'll basically let these murderers off in 10 to 15 years. The attorney general at that point could come in, take over the prosecution in Los Angeles, and bring the appropriate enhancements based on the evidence in that case.
What could you do about the problems with Props 47 and 57?
So with Proposition 47 and 57, there are currently bills in the state legislature, actually Democrat and Republican bills, to fix Proposition 47. And for instance, bring back the limits for felonies to $400 from $950. You can also create a serial theft felony provision. In other words, if someone steals three times under $950 within 60 days, the third one becomes the felony. And then, most importantly, you can enforce the law, because even misdemeanors on the books can actually result in jail time if there are consecutive misdemeanors being perpetrated over and over again. But again, you got George Gascon in L.A., Boudin in San Francisco with a blanket policy that says we will never prosecute misdemeanor property crimes. So that is not only a get-out-of-jail-free card, that is the open-for-criminal-business sign that they are putting on this, you know, in front of each of their counties.
Can you hold on for another segment?
Certainly.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, this is a former assistant U.S. attorney by the name of Nathan Hochman. He has received the California Republican Party endorsement for Attorney General in California to replace this Rob Bonta, the Democrat incumbent. More coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
California Attorney General. There is a Democrat incumbent. He was not elected. He was appointed by Gavin Newsom. His name is Rob Bonta. He used to be an assemblyman from the Bay Area. One of the Republican candidates on your ballot is the former Assistant U.S. Attorney Nathan Hochman, and that's who we're talking to.
All right, let's get Nathan back on the air here.
Yes.
All right, so, you know, we're in a weird situation. As you said, 2014 was a good year in terms of crime here in California, maybe the last good year. And it's been all downhill since. And you have the public, which votes these legislators in, votes these DAs in, votes for these ridiculous propositions like 47 and 57. Often they're fooled. And now everybody's really unhappy with the crime. And it seems like the way we have Villanueva here in L.A. County, we need a statewide voice to articulate and clarify what's going on and why it's going on this way. I mean, that's part of the job, I would think, right now, if you become Attorney General.
100%. In fact, if you were to get rid and recall George Gascon, that's only half the equation, because Rob Bonta, the current appointed Gavin Newsom Attorney General, who has the most far-left criminal justice agenda basically of any California Attorney General in history, he can actually come in. And if they were to enforce tougher policies in Los Angeles, he could take over those prosecutions and decide not to go forward with certain enhancements, basically continuing Gascon's policies. So recalling Gascon is actually half the equation. We have to vote Rob Bonta out of office and elect someone like me, Nathan Hochman, with 30-plus years of prosecutorial and U.S. Assistant Attorney General experience to actually do the job of bringing safety and security back to Los Angeles.
Do you think people are making the connection between rising crime and, as you pointed out, Props 47, 57, and the prosecutors we have, like Gascon and the guy in San Francisco? You think people are starting to see this? Or because a lot of the media that covers this are not highlighting this dangerous trend.
You know, as I go up and down the state and talk to people, and not just Republicans, but Democrats and independents as well, I am sensing a uniform sense of being fed up, frustrated, and afraid. Afraid to send your kids out at night, your parents, your neighbors. And I ask voters one question and one question alone. Do you feel more safe and secure today in California than you have in the past 2, 4, 6, or 8 years? And to a person, the answer has been no. I don't feel more safe and secure today than in the past. And when I ask them who's responsible for this, it's clearly Rob Bonta, because the Republicans haven't had statewide office in almost 16 years. And who's going to get them out of this mess? It's certainly not the people who are responsible for the double-digit rise in violent and street crime, homelessness at an all-time high, and fentanyl poisoning is going to kill thousands of Californians this year.
I mean, Gascon is trying to convince the voters of L.A. County that incarceration is a failure. I mean, it sounds absurd on its face, but that's kind of his viewpoint. Would you do anything different?
Again, smart incarceration is far from a failure, because it does two things. It takes someone who's a public safety threat and takes them out of circulation and puts them behind bars, which unfortunately for that person is where they belong, depending on what they've done and their criminal history. But it also sends a deterrent message. It says that crimes have consequences in our society, and that is the message that is missing, because what we've engaged in is sort of a spiral of lawlessness. That, you know, one person leaves a CVS with under $950 and doesn't get prosecuted. Then you got two people running out of a Walgreens, 80 people running out of a Nordstrom's. You got smash and grab robberies, follow home robberies, and even train robberies in Los Angeles. This spiral of lawlessness needs to stop. And you need an attorney general like myself, Nathan Hochman, who will basically bring back crimes with consequences, but in a balanced, measured way that only someone who's been a prosecutor and a defense attorney can accomplish.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on. We'll talk with you again. This is Nathan Hochman. He's running for attorney general against the incumbent Rob Bonta, who is from the Gascon camp of criminal justice. And just one more quick thing. The whole country seems to be in an uproar and rebelling against all this lax criminal enforcement. Do you think it's reached California and in great enough numbers that there's going to be a change?
Absolutely. And the reason I say that is that when homelessness, for instance, was just in, you know, sort of a skid row area part of your community, you didn't see it. When safety and security were going well, you don't think about it. But when homelessness is at your front door, when safety and security is something you actually need to think about every time you go outside, you start to then question who got us into this mess and who's going to get us out of it. And that's when Democrats, independents, and Republicans look beyond the party designation and look to the person who will actually be in charge. And that's why I believe that they will elect me, Nathan Hochman, for California Attorney General.
All right, Nathan. Thanks. We'll talk with you again. Thank you for coming on. Thank you
very much. Really appreciate it.
Okay, former U.S. Assistant U.S. Attorney. And by the way, he's being endorsed by Democrats like Villanueva and Jackie Lacey, as well as the California Republican Party. So he's crossing all sectors.
Villanueva is officially a Democrat, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You can't get elected probably pretty much in L.A. County if you're not a Democrat of some kind.
It's like Caruso. Everybody's a Democrat now.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
We are going to have a gas card, $100 to give away in the 5 o'clock hour. How well do you know the John and Ken Show, and in particular the John and Ken Show history, which is extensive? We might be testing that. We'll spin the wheel, see what the question is. Take listeners one at a time who can answer the question, and we won't stop until we get a winner, even if it takes us all of next hour, John.
We have a modernized wheel? Yeah? Okay.
We had this yesterday's wheel?
It was like an old wooden wheel from a...
I thought that was funny.
Well, it was. It was funny. But, you know...
I like to go back. Sounded like something... Technology doesn't have everything up-to-date digital.
From a carnival.
Now we have a digital wheel.
We have a digital wheel, yes.
You got to have those good clanks and sounds to have like a real carnival wheel, don't you? There's a few amusing things to talk about when it comes to Elon Musk's takeover of Twitter. First of all, a number of employees were too shocked to even speak. Or what they were sending out was emojis with tears. Other memes were of emotional breakdowns. They got triggered by this.
I mean,
Twitter held an employee town hall yesterday where management reportedly struggled to adequately answer questions about the company's view on free speech going forward, layoffs, and whether Twitter will earn revenue from advertising.
This is the bottom line, is all these Twitter employees do not believe in free speech. And they're really triggered and angered by the idea that people are going to write what they feel. And not worry so much about the consequences.
Here's an inside quote from Twitter headquarters that was obtained by a New York Times reporter. I feel like I'm going to throw up. I really don't want to work for a company that's owned by Elon Musk.
You know, and this is the generational change that slowly crept up on the country and nobody was looking. All these progressives had infiltrated the university system, and they actually brainwashed these kids. And it's been going on probably for about 10 years. And so now that whole generation is in the workplace by the thousands in a place like Twitter. And they're based in San Francisco. They got 5,000 employees, and it's wall-to-wall woke heads. If you're non-woke, you can't work there. They'll force you out. They'll demonize and marginalize you. And... listen to this. One Twitter employee says, I don't know any non-engineer who works on health issues who sees how this helps, meaning Musk opening up free speech channels. And I saw that, I go, health issues? And that person was referring to the company's health division that enforces rules against harmful content such as hate speech and misinformation. Well, you talk about George Orwell doublespeak. So they impose free speech restrictions under the guise of the health department because it upsets people's mental health.
Triggered.
That's right. And they all buy into this. This is a weird, sick cult. And all the social media companies have this. And I've noticed a lot of the progressive journalists and progressive activists, they're all screaming about Musk because they absolutely believe in a totalitarian control of what you say, what you write, what you think. This is real.
Yeah, it's the cancel culture. And by the way, Musk tweeted out what was kind of a joke like a month ago before he got so involved in taking over Twitter. And the tweet said, what should we do with Twitter's headquarters in San Francisco? Maybe a homeless shelter? and he was polling people because apparently a lot of them never returned to the offices in San Francisco, and he was kind of saying, well, that's a waste. Maybe we should turn it into a homeless shelter. Tackle two problems at once. It's a pretty good joke.
Now, there's no jokes with this crowd.
The person to really watch is a woman by the name of Vijaya Gadde. Do you know who that is?
No.
Vijaya Gadde is the chief legal officer and general counsel of Twitter. 48 years old, she called a virtual meeting. Apparently, she was in tears over the Musk takeover. This is the woman in charge of the censorship. Apparently, this is the woman that threw Trump off, and this is the woman that banned reports on Hunter Biden's laptop.
Yep, there you go.
This could be the woman that's in trouble the most in terms of her job, because this would be the free speech woman.
This is a rebellion by a free speech billionaire. And I'm hearing left-wing politicians denouncing, like Elizabeth Warren, denouncing the idea of a billionaire getting control of basically a media outlet. And I was thinking, wait a second, Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post. Exactly. Patrick Soon-Shiong owns the LA Times.
Yeah, that's right. The idea of, these are billionaires in charge of a big media outlet, right?
Yes, and they're sole owners. They're private companies.
And you can't really make the case that Twitter is a media outlet. It's just a social forum where people just spout anything. Yeah. Supposedly, the El Segundo Times is supposed to be objective news reporting.
Yeah, well,
nobody looks to Twitter for that.
No,
but then again, nobody looks to the El Segundo Times for that either anymore.
But it was a way for the New York Post, for example, to spread promotion about its Hunter Biden story.
Right.
How are most people going to find out that the Post has this breakthrough unless they can get it on social media? Because all the progressive newspapers aren't going to pick up on the story. The networks didn't. They all shut it down and said it was not a story. It was not important.
Well, apparently Musk tweeted out after he heard that the Vijaya Gadde was crying, suspending the Twitter account of a major news organization for publishing a truthful story was obviously incredibly inappropriate.
Yeah.
So he knows. He knows exactly what he's talking about, and that they will not continue doing this.
The way the Washington Post describes him, that he has used his Twitter account and has appeared to mock gender pronouns. Well.
Oh, is he really?
Oh, my God. I think they should
He's cut coming his after
tongue.
The pronouns. Huh?
That's right. Mocking gender pronouns. Well, I think he ought to be locked up in prison.
They're not going to let us use they and them when we.
You can't make jokes. No jokes. No jokes.
Yeah.
You tell me the difference between that and the Chinese Communist Party censorship rules. Explain to me why they're not the same.
No, they are the same. It's just that this crowd believes that they are on the right track for making a very inclusive, happy country.
What's weird
and they
is
have to cancel anybody that disagrees.
They grew up freely in America, and somewhere along the line, their minds were collectively soured, and they learned that freedom was dangerous. Freedom had to be stopped. And the first thing you do is get control of people's speech. You change all the definitions of words. You change the definitions of what people are. Suddenly, a man is not a man. A woman is not a woman. You confuse everybody with all these complicated concepts. And then if anybody finds out on a Tuesday that the day before everything changed, and they make some kind of verbal mistake, well, now the world's going to come crashing down on your head. Well, didn't you know? You said something inappropriate there. On Monday, we changed the definitions of everyone's sexuality. Hadn't you heard?
We got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Yeah, speaking of that app, we'd like to hear from you. We do have a talkback feature on the iHeartRadio app. It's designated by a little microphone. You can leave a message for the Moist line there. Those are collected, and they are considered. You can also call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, what do you know? The governor lied again. It's not going to happen. We'll tell you what that is. Coming up after the news at 5, and of course, we have the $100 gas card giveaway.
This should be a huge issue in the campaign.
Everything should be a huge issue. But well, earlier this hour, we talked to a candidate for state attorney general. His name is Nathan Hochman, a Republican, a former assistant U.S. attorney. This story we're going to bring you from KTLA, Channel 5. It's another sad story, but it's representative of what's going on in the world of crime for people in Southern California.
Security footage shows hooded thieves smashing glass and breaking into a Mexican restaurant in Corona, scrambling for cash and valuables. Intruders have busted through not once, not twice, but four times within the last 10 months. In fact, that's how long the family-owned business has been open. The first break-in at Mi Tierra Mexican Restaurant happened in September. Thieves struck again in March and then twice in April. There's no cash to grab, but they don't know the register is empty.
From that second one on, when you take everything, we already had been taking the money home. We never leave money there. But we also learned, you know, the iPads are valuable too. If they see them, they're going to take them. So we have to take them and then bring them back the next day.
There may be nothing to raid in the register, but the trail of destruction left behind with each crime is costing the owners thousands of dollars to repair.
It just sucks when, you know, someone comes in and breaks in, makes a mess, tries to take whatever it is that we have, you know, because we worked hard for it. So it's upsetting. It's stressful, too.
Galvez tells us the restaurant is equipped with a security system, including cameras and an alarm. But thieves are not deterred, moving quickly with each strike.
To the people that are doing this, just know that, you know, we're not rich by any means. So the things that you do affect us.
The Galvez family is planning to fortify the front doors and windows of their restaurant. Corona police tell me that two suspects have been arrested. Two others have been identified and linked to similar crimes in the area. And the three men involved in the latest break-in were riding in a red SUV. Anyone with information should contact the Corona Police Department.
And four times within 10 months, they've broken into this restaurant.
So
there's nothing in there.
Was anybody kept in jail, or were they all released the next day on no bail?
Yeah, that's a good question.
See, that's the thing. Getting arrested doesn't mean anything. They're supposed to be kept in jail, and then they're supposed to be prosecuted and sentenced. Otherwise,
well,
they're going to show up every
day. It's a misdemeanor if it's like $950 or less, and apparently this restaurant has nothing but maybe an iPad, but they're not leaving that around anymore.
But what about the damage that's done? That's another
set
of crimes.
The windows, right?
God,
I feel sorry for these people. It's like that's why, you know, when you go to some neighborhoods and you see all those steel fences up around the business, that's exactly what it is. They don't want any smashing going on, smashing all the windows. I mean, restaurants in particular have nothing to take. I guess you could take food out of the kitchen.
Yeah, there's nothing.
There's nothing.
I mean, they've already.
So many people pay by credit card anyway these days. I mean,
so were they doing this out of sport? Or are they just too stupid to realize that once you go in the fourth time, the owner has figured out that he's not going
to... It could be druggies, homeless people, just, you know, people looking for a quick hit, something they can find to turn into...
A terrible time. And everybody in office right now, have you ever seen, like, just so much unanimity on the part of most of the office holders? They just refuse to do anything.
Yeah.
It's just live this way. Live. You run a business, you get broken into every 2 months, F you. What do you think you're doing employing people, trying to earn a living? God, I hate this time. I hate these politicians. I don't know. This has got to be the year people vote differently. There's no other choice.
And here's another one, which another theft story, which could affect, could have big implications in California's, quote, electric car future. Apparently in Van Nuys, a couple of thieves went into a parking garage where there were charging stations. And guess what they did? They stole the copper wiring. And if this catches on, we've heard about this before, that thieves do go after copper wiring.
Oh, yeah.
40 charging stations, 38 of them, the copper wiring was stolen.
38 out of 40.
38 out of 40, said the CEO of a company called One Generation, who runs the charging station in this parking garage in Van Nuys.
You know, we have total chaos, and it's manifesting itself in just 100 different ways.
They sell the charging cables to scrap metal dealers.
Yeah.
And since most public charging stations are unattended, they're easy targets. There's probably surveillance, but yeah, there's nobody there. So I don't know if this is going to catch on. This is going to mess with everybody who wants to charge their car. And they go in there and find out, uh-oh.
Yeah, there you
they
go.
Took out all the copper wiring. There's nothing here.
Green revolution.
All right, coming up next, Looks like he lied again. It was a big promise from Governor Dippity Doo that looks like it's going down the toilet coming up.
John and Ken Show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFIM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.